This program is brought to you by Babaway Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri. Thank you for joining us today here on Coffee with Zach and Russ. Hello again, we do want to welcome you back to Coffee with Zach and Russ. Today we'll be looking at the topic of remembering the Lord in your youth. And as we begin this topic, I wanted to point out an event that we are planning. We're in the planning stages of this OABS, an event which I just simply called a Summer Youth Development. And OABS is considering conducting an online summer youth development program designed for youth going to grades, grade 7th grade, all the way up to those who are in 12th grade as well. Now this event will take place in the month of June with 4 sessions for each class, and we'll have a session on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday for 4 weeks. These classes will be taught by OABS instructors, one by me, one by Brother Zach Hall, one by Brother Landon Rao, and the other by Brother Rick Popejoy. So if you know of anyone who would like to participate in this event, just go to oabs.org, click on the link that says Summer Youth Development, and you'll find a lot of this information there, as well as a form you can fill out to enroll in that. This event, we do have it currently set as an event that has to meet an enrollment criteria, which means we need to make sure we have enough people in here to enroll and to have this event take place. And when it does, which so far it looks like we're on a good path for it to indeed take place, that is not yet to June, and so you can still go online and enroll in that. You can see the classes that are going to be offered. One on Monday will be a class that looks at some different lessons we can take from an Old Testament book. Tuesday's class will be on moral issues facing youth. This class will be taught by Brother Landon Rao. The Monday class on the Old Testament book, a lesson from Old Testament book, which Rick Popejoy will pick that book. That will be taught by probably Rick Popejoy, which I just said. Thursday's class will be on lessons from a New Testament book, which Brother Zach will pick. And then Friday, I'll be teaching a class on how to study the Bible. And each of these classes will take place at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And if for some reason any of our youth are able or wanting to enroll but yet miss a class, these are going to be recorded, so you can watch those later if needed. And so we do encourage you to go over to oabs.org, click on Summer Youth Development, and be sure to enroll kids of yours or grandkids of yours into this youth development, and I think it will be encouraging for all who are involved in that. And like I said, that is my lean-in to our topic today of remembering the Lord in your youth. We wanted to consider this topic because, especially during the summertime, is when we think about youth events, we think about vacation Bible schools, we think about Bible camps, and all types of different things that go on, which is one of the reasons why we have this program we're looking at here with OABS. But, the youth, as we have said many times before, the youth are the future of the church. We and them should be concerned about the spiritual growth and abstaining from a lifestyle that can cause us to forget God. I mentioned this on Sunday that, people think it's kind of, many think it's odd sometimes, especially being that we do so much podcasting and OABS things online. But I try to tell people, and I try very hard to enforce this myself as well, to get away from those types of things. I mean, I know I like movies, I like television, I like scrolling through social media, but man, those things can take up so much time. And especially recently, I've really tried to do less of that, which is hard for me to do. Because obviously I do a lot of things online with OABS and with Byway Media, sharing things on Facebook and stuff like that. But I try to make sure I get those things done and then I get off there, because there's other things we can do. And I think the reason I bring that up is because when we spend a lot of time doing other things whatever we spend the most time on, it can take us away from doing other things, whether it be spending time with their family or spending time with the Word of God. I personally have tried to read more, not just of the Bible, just reading in general. I think it's been very, very relaxing and encouraging, and being able to do those things together as a family as well. But we need spirituality in our youth. And I don't remember who told me this, but I remember one individual was telling me about how He was talking to a member of an elder member of a congregation about one individual and one young man in that congregation he was concerned about. And he said, well, you know, he's just, you know, boys will be boys, was the idea there. We've heard that phrase before, so maybe you've heard it really with the idea of, you know, sowing their wild oats. If you look at Galatians chapter 6, and I know I've been talking a whole lot, so I'm about to be quiet here for a minute, but in Galatians chapter 6, you know, if you look there at verses 7 and 8, the Bible says here, I'll pull it up here. It says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will reap, will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows of the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And so, the thing about sowing our wild oats, well, that's completely unbiblical. It is not logical. It is not according to the Word of God. I think it's the... Is it the Amish that have, I forget what the name of it, where they would let their youth leave, go into the world, and then decide if they want to come back and be Amish or not, which to me is just crazy. It's like saying to someone, okay, next month, don't come to services at all, don't go out in the world and just decide if you want to be a Christian or not. Insanity. But anyway, we do see that. Okay, almost stop there. Brother Zach had anything you'd like as we continue to look at this topic of remembering the Lord in your youth.
You know, I appreciate this topic so much because you know, I think about in my lifetime how so much has changed from when I was a youth to things that my kids have to face and see and deal with today. And, you know, there's so many distractions that the youth face in their life. And, you know, I love the idea that OEBS is doing with this youth development to give kids just an hour, 4 hours a week that they can, you know, set these other things aside, set the TV aside, set whatever else aside, and, you know, have an extra hour dedicated to the Word of God. Because when you think about wisdom, when you think about knowledge, the only place that true knowledge comes from is from the Word of God. You know, think about a couple of different scriptures, but consider Proverbs chapter 1. As the proverb of the book of Proverbs opens, notice verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge, and discretion. Notice that. To the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel, to understand a proverb and the interpretation of the words of the wise and the dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but the fools despise wisdom and instruction. It's so important that we as parents, and if you're listening as grandparents, or any influence that you have over youth, point them to the direction of God. You know, it even reminds me of what we talked about the last podcast that we were together, you know, when we talked about not being envious of evil men, when we had Brother Mike Bonner with us. And if you didn't listen to that episode, I would encourage you to go back and listen to it. But really, you know, we as parents and grandparents, let's take this opportunity and let's point our children, the youth that we have an opportunity to be example to, point them towards God rather than worldly things, or rather than worldly individuals. And of course, we understand that true wisdom does come from God. James chapter number 1, there specifically in verse number 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it, notice this, shall be given him. And so we have an opportunity as, you know, parents or grandparents or whatever the case may be, to encourage our children, encourage your grandchildren, encourage the youth that we have that opportunity to be a light to, encourage them to remember the Lord in the days of their youth. You know, there's a reason that the proverb writer would say, train up a child in the way that he will go, and when he gets old, he shall not depart from it. Well, if we instill good biblical truths, if we give them opportunities to have good biblical truths, it's only going to help them when they get older.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think about sometimes, and I mentioned this on Sundays, you know, what do we gain by scrolling through social media for an hour? And I put myself in there because me, I look for either funny videos or some mechanic who's doing something that I wish I knew how to do myself. But by and far, most of the time, it's those types of things where, you know, I'll see an update from a friend or something like that. But most of the time, I'm honest, we can get through those kind of things pretty quickly. And the point I want to make is, what do we get from social media, or what do we get from God's Word that we cannot get from social media? And a lot of times, you know, unless a friend posts, you know, a Bible verse or a biblical thought or something like that, or some kind of event they're announcing, it doesn't even compare still with the Bible knowledge we get from the Bible. You know, we look at Proverbs, and like, you know, Zach mentioned James 1, 5 through 8. About how we are to go to, you know, God's Word, and how it helps us and encourages us, and the benefits of it. And we have the same idea here. You know, James 1, you know, asking for wisdom when we find it in God's Word. In Proverbs 3, in verse 13, he says, happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. And we find the next verse, it speaks of wisdom like it's a woman. He says here, for her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and are gained in fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, and her left hand riches and honor. He says in there in Proverbs 3:17, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She's a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. And her is a reference to wisdom. So you think about this idea, wisdom gives what? For wisdom proceeds what? Better than the profits. Proceeds are better than the profits of silver and gold. You know, wisdom is more precious than rubies. Wisdom, it says, all the things you may desire cannot compare with wisdom. There in verse 15, length of days is in what? Is in wisdom in her right hand. And in her left hand, in wisdom's left hand, are riches and honor. All these things that come from wisdom. From what? Godly wisdom. Not wisdom of the world. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've through television, which isn't very often anymore, live television, and you have these talk shows on there, and you have these people talking about various things, and they offer up their opinions or their wisdom on it, and I say 8 times out of 10, it's complete nonsense. It's worldly based. It's completely against the Bible, and. It's just foolishness. But wisdom that comes from God's Word is going to guide us in a way that's pleasing the sight of God, and a way that's going to be, if it's pleasing the sight of God, it's going to be approved of inside of God. And so, while we have to have secular wisdom regarding our jobs and certain other things as well, the best wisdom is always going to come from God's Word, because it has a eternal impact. You know, whatever wisdom we gain from other things are not probably going to have an eternal impact upon us. So Bible wisdom is far different than any other kind of wisdom. So I'm going to stop there and let Brother Zach get anything he'd like.
Well, you know, I love the fact that you're talking about Bible wisdom, and that's what we need to encourage upon our youth. And, you know, really there's, when you go over to Ecclesiastes chapter 11, and you consider verse number 9, and I think that's really what we want to do really through the remainder of this podcast, and maybe even have a part 2 to that, is just maybe give some advice that we can to the youth, and just looking at some biblical principles that we found. But in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse number 9, it says, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thine heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thy heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. And, you know, one of the things we need to always remember, one of the things youth, that you always need to remember. There's nothing wrong with being young. We were all young. We've all have made mistakes in our lives. I certainly think about mistakes and things that I did that I was younger, they were just dumb. But one of the things that we need to remember is really the last part of verse number 9 there, when he says, "For all these things God will bring into judgment." So everything that we do, I mean, even Solomon in the next chapter over, in Ecclesiastes chapter number 12 and verse number 14, he says, "For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." And so one of the things we need to remember, even when we're young, we are still responsible for God. You know, it was brought out at the beginning of this, Brother Russ said it, you know, sometimes we just look at youth and say, "Oh, well, a boy will be boys," or they just need that time to figure out who they are and what they're going to do. And once they get past that, they'll be okay. That is not a acceptable excuse in the eyes of God. No, God says that he will bring all these things into judgment. So what am I saying? Well, even as someone of a youthful age, they need to examine the way that they're living their life. And as we've already been talking about, what better way to do that than compare one's life to the Word of God? You know, God has given us great examples, and we'll talk about maybe some of these examples later on in this study. But you know, God has given great examples in the text of young individuals that lived a faithful life. You know, one of the things that I do, and I'll give a plug here for OABS, but I'm one of the instructors for OABS. I love working with that work, and during the spring semester, the semester we're currently in, I have the privilege to teach on the books of Ezekiel and the book of Daniel. And I love studying the book of Daniel. You know, a lot of times we read the study of the story of Daniel, and sometimes we forget how that story is a lifelong story of Daniel. I mean, by the time you get to Daniel chapter 6, he is an older man. But in the events when you're having Daniel chapter 1, where him and his three friends are taken captive, those boys are young. We're talking like teenagers at the very oldest. And so think about that. Think about being at the youth, a teenager, and you're taken from your home, you're taken from everything that you ever knew. I made this point Sunday, and so I'll just leave it the same way. These four boys, Daniel and his friends, were placed into the care of the eunuchs. And so if you know what a eunuch is, the only reason that these boys would be placed into the care of the eunuchs if they themselves were made eunuchs. And so you get to thinking about all this that Daniel endured as a young man. And you know what he still was? He was still faithful. He still did the things that God wanted him to do. He didn't have to go and sow his wild oats. He didn't have to go and someone say on his behalf, "Oh, well, Daniel's just going to be a boy." No. He could remember the Lord in the days of his youth and was able to be faithful because of it. I think that's all I got, at least for that point.
I agree with you 100% on that. Talking about those new guys there being so young and yet being so brave in their youth with their faith. And one of the things I want to talk about next time, which we're running out of time here, but is this idea we find in Ecclesiastes 11, verse 10, when he says there, "Therefore remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh." And one thing about there is that do not remove sorrow from your heart. I think sometimes we're not careful as youth, and we do the same thing as adults as well, is we get sorrowful and we get down, we get depressed because of a whole host of different reasons. Sometimes I think it's because we don't think we have the friends that we'd like to have, who we want to be friends with, or not want to be friends with us. We get down by that. We're not included in things. We're excluded in things. We're not being considered about. Being considered to be invited to various events, whatever it may be, those types of things can cause, especially a younger person, get very down, and really an older person too. And so, That's something I want us to end on, is dealing, thinking about that idea of removing sorrow from your heart, because one of the sad things to see is depression in a person's life, whether it be a younger person or an older person, because I think the Bible gives us ways to overcome those things as well. Now, I do want to stop there. I'm going to let Brother Zach add any final comment he'd like. Do you have anything you want to add here, Zach?
Before No. I would just agree with you that, you know, removing sorrow from one's heart, that's something that we need to consider, because God does want us to be a joyful people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think sometimes we get sorrowful about things that we really shouldn't worry about that all that much. But we'll talk more about that later next time, and part two of this, of remembering the Lord in your days of your youth. So I do want to thank you for being here with us on Coffee with Zach and Russ. We hope you have been encouraged by this, and we hope to see you again next time. We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.